Hi. We spent our last couple of evenings together going over Jesus' introductory words leading into the Lord's Prayer. And I wanted to circle back to one of the things that he said in those few verses. Jesus speaks about the need to pray alone in Matthew chapter 6. Now, we often talk about this in sort of the context of going over and against the hypocritical urge to pray and to do sort of all of our piety in view of everybody, right? So everybody can see, everybody can think how spiritual and mature and all of that we are. But there is something else to this too. It's in Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. Jesus says, "When you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Okay? Now, this isn't only just about keeping ourselves from the hypocrisy of wanting to be seen to be very holy. But it's also that prayer alone, prayer in private, is necessary and good. It teaches us reliance on God. When there is no one else that we're speaking our desires or our problems or our fears to, when it's just us and God, and we're speaking to Him, perhaps not even out loud, just speaking, knowing that He is there, it teaches us to rely on Him, knowing that He hears us, knowing that He can answer us, because otherwise it's a completely futile exercise. It puts us in the habit of practicing our faith all of the time, not just with others, not just when we're in a group, or not just when we're in church, but private prayer is one of those things that puts us in the habit of our faith being something that touches all of our lives and isn't something that just exists for a few hours on a Sunday. It teaches us that God hears us and he answers us. Okay, so private prayer, prayer alone, is good. But what about when I don't know how to pray? What about when I don't know what it is that I want to pray for? What about when I'm in deep pain or in excruciating grief and there are just, try as I might, there are just no words that I can put together to make a sentence to bring a prayer to God? What about when I feel spiritually dry and the desire for prayer is very weak or maybe even not there at all? What about when I honestly don't know what the right thing to pray for is? What about when I'm in one of those situations where it is just so complex, so twisted, and so unclear what the right thing is to happen? What about when I honestly don't know what I'm supposed to pray for? How can I pray alone when there are no words, when there's nothing to say, or when I don't know what to pray for? The good news is that, not capital G, capital N good news, but good news in this situation is that praying alone isn't the only kind of prayer that the New Testament describes for us. In 1 Timothy 2, verse 8, the Apostle Paul entreats men everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer. He speaks in the plural all the way through. The idea isn't just to pray alone that way, but to actually gather together and to pray together in this way. Our need isn't only to pray alone, but also to pray together. Paul tells Timothy that there should be prayer corporately, and so you lift up holy hands in prayer. This is one of the things, in thinking about those questions, what do I do when I don't know how to pray? This is one of the things that I love about the about the small group prayer or sort of corporate group prayer that we will do at Sunday evening service when we're here together tonight. There are some Sundays where I am full of things to pray about, and I'm eager to do it, and I want to start praying as soon as it's time to start praying, because I'm ready for it. There are others where I'm exhausted or where I'm so overcome by the things that I want to pray for that I'm just not sure how. I don't know what the right words are. And so what's wonderful about being together and praying together is that in those times I can sit and I can pray along with everybody else and I can let everybody else fill in the gaps. I can sit and pray in my heart in agreement with what everybody else is praying and let the others do it. But that brings us to the question, what about when those moments come when you don't know how to pray and you're alone? This isn't a corporate prayer moment like we have here, but one of those times where I'm alone and yet I don't know how to pray. Now, I might call and ask somebody to pray for me. That's a good idea. Text somebody, ask them to pray. It's a great idea. Being able to have others pray in your place is one thing, but what about when I'm alone and I don't know how to pray? Our text for this evening is Romans 8. And we've already looked at a couple others, and so this will be, we'll be brief in our text this evening. But let's open to Romans 8, verses 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Now, here's the wonderful thing. We never pray alone. Even when we are in our inner closet, as Jesus describes it in Matthew chapter 6, even when there's no one else in the house, even when there is no one else to call to ask to pray for you, even when there's no one to text, even when we're not in a group like we are here on Sunday nights, we never pray alone. Because, Paul says here in Romans 8, the Spirit prays with us. And when we don't know how to pray, He prays in our place. It makes me smile. It's amazing to think of. It's like when you are so bogged down by something that you have to ask someone else to pray for you, and yet you can't, or there is no one. And even if you can't get the words out, even if you can't open your mouth to ask the Spirit to pray for you, He steps in and prays in your place. He goes and prays to God on your behalf. As Paul says, He intercedes on our behalf with groanings too deep for words. When we don't know how to pray, when there is nothing that we can say, when there are no words that can come, the Spirit steps in and prays for us and prays in our place, knowing exactly what it is that we need to pray and knowing exactly what it is that we need from our Heavenly Father. Paul says the Spirit always prays in accordance with God's will, which means that the Spirit's prayers are always answered yes. Now think about that. In the moments when we don't know how to pray, the Spirit prays for us. We'll pray a prayer that the Father will answer yes, because He always prays in accordance with his Father's will, and he knows what is best for us in that moment, and so he brings a prayer for that which is best for us, and the Father will answer yes. The Holy Spirit is more than just a force, more than just the power of God. He's a person who knows you and knows me and knows our hearts even better than we do. And so when we cannot pray, when we don't know how to pray, he prays for us and he prays on our behalf. So what do? When we don't know how to pray, well, there are a few things. Ask others to pray for you. And this is a good habit to be in, not just when you don't know how to pray all the time. I mean, it's good to have others praying on our behalf, right? To have many people bringing our concerns and fears and desires to our Heavenly Father. But when you are alone and don't know how to pray, remember that you never pray alone. Just be silent. Weep, rage, sit in confusion, whatever it is that you're going through, and let the Spirit pray for you. You're never alone, even when it feels that way. And you never pray alone when all you have is silence. The Spirit will fill it with his own prayers, his own groanings on your behalf. And he will pray for exactly what you need. And the Father will say yes, because he always prays in accordance with the Father's will. And so, when you don't know how to pray, know that there are others who will gladly pray for you, including the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Our Father, sometimes we come to you in prayer and we are full of words, full of desires, full of fears, full of anxieties that we bring to you, to cast at your feet, to trust that you know what is best, to trust your sovereignty and your providence. And there are other times when we are so overburdened by the things that worry us, when we are so full of grief, so dealing with loss, so full of pain or confusion that we just don't know what to say or how we would say it. Thank you that you've given us the Holy Spirit as our comforter, including this comfort, that we never pray alone, that he will pray in our place where we cannot, that he will pray for us when there is no one else to do it. Thank you for this gift. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that even though you've ascended to heaven, you have not left us alone. But you've given us your Spirit. Help us to remember that he is always there, because I think we often forget. We pray always that you will hear his prayers for us. In Jesus' name, amen. We're coming to the Lord's table together tonight. Let's stand and sing in preparation to come. On the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, and he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When they had eaten, he took the cup, and he blessed it. He gave it to them, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant poured out in my blood for the forgiveness of many. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for many. That we who trust in him and in him alone can have our sins forgiven at the cross and can be given new and everlasting life through his resurrection. We pray that as we come to this table tonight with faith, we pray that we would come believing, expecting that you will commune with us, that through this common bread and common wine, by faith we will be feasting on the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that we would come leaving behind anything that separates us, that we would come leaving behind the grudges and malice that we hold against one another, that we would come forgiving each other, that we would come as one body. So that by eating and drinking, we might proclaim the Lord's death as his one unified people. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.